USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation. She claims a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. The Congresswoman says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. After yesterday's marathon first day of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, day two will begin this afternoon, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was just asked at a joint press conference with the Jamaican Prime Minister whether he'd be willing to testify at the trial.
If I am legally required to testify, as I've said before, I'd be happy to do it.
Leaving Davos, Switzerland earlier after the World Economic Summit, President Trump called the impeachment proceedings a con job. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Legendary Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility.
You're never thinking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game. And speechless.
Jeter speaking there to MLB Network. Also inducted this year will be Larry Walker in his 10th and final year of eligibility. A member of the Monty Python comedy troupe has died.
Hold your head like this and then go, wah! Try it again.
Whoa! The family of comedian Terry Jones confirming he died Tuesday night with his wife by his side at his home in North London. He was 77. Jones acted in and directed several of the comic troupe's most well-known works, including Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
One day, lad, all this will be yours.
What, the curtains?
No, not the curtains, lad.
In recent years, Jones suffered from a rare form of dementia that impeded him from being able to speak. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
There are reports that Jeff Bezos' phone was hacked in 2018 after receiving a message from the personal account of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. The Guardian reports the encrypted message from Mohammed bin Salman over WhatsApp likely included a malicious file that infiltrated the phone of the world's richest man. The findings, the results of a forensics analysis, Bezos and bin Salman had a seemingly friendly chat when on May 1st the unsolicited file was sent. Large amounts of data stolen from Bezos' phone number within hours. Boeing expects federal regulators are not going to approve putting the 737 MAX fleet back in the air until June or July at the earliest. It's another delay to returning the fleet to service after it was grounded last year following two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing announcing plans to temporarily halt production of the plane now. That announcement came in December. And singer Taylor Swift is revealing that her mother has a brain tumor. The pop star is saying in an interview with Variety that doctors found the tumor as her mother was going through chemotherapy after her cancer returned for a second time. And Swift says she's extremely close with her mom, and it has been very difficult to watch her go through the treatment. But now with the brain tumor, Swift says her mother's symptoms are like nothing she's experienced before. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.